Hi, Sids.
Hi, is Jeff there?
That's me.
Hey, Jeff, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
All right, good. Well, I just wanted to follow up on a finance offer we sent out to the business about 2 weeks ago. Looks like it was based on some financing you did with Fifth Third Bank back in July of 2011. You familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, it looks like we had the business pre-approved some equipment financing and working capital. Excuse me. It looks like about $250K. So I just wanted to, you know, circle back and see what you had in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing I had going was a floor plan with some cars.
Okay.
That's the only thing that I've got going at the moment that I really need anything for. So.
Yeah, so you had a floor plan with some cars. You're looking to add on cars, or you need like?
Yeah.
Okay. And with these what type of cars are they?
A mixture of cars for the car lot and for the parts cars for the yard.
Parts cars for the yard. Okay. Do you do like? Is it like a
dismantling?
Oh, dismantling. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so they'd be like used, or is there new
yes.
as well? Yeah, just all used.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're kind of adding, or?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. See, that means you're growing. And so, what is your like kind of expected, you know, return on investment, or your ROI?
The return on the investment would vary depending on what cars I bought.
Mm-hmm.
Parts cars are usually an easy double the money. But
oh, really? You can.
Yeah.
And how quick can you do that? Can you double your money?
It takes about 3 months.
Oh, that's not that bad at all.
Yeah.
So 3 months, and it's the whole thing would be salvaged, or is it like main parts? Like,
we just sell the buy a wreck car and then and then sell the motor and the tranny, and so
okay.
we usually scrap the sell the converters and the aluminum wheels right off the bat for just a partial return on it.
Oh, okay,
because that's the easy.
Yeah, the
flip right there.
The wheels?
Yeah, the aluminum wheels, we sell most of them just for scrap.
Uh-huh.
Because we have a recycling business as well.
Oh, okay, right on.
And the converters, because that's the converter and the wheels are, about $125 instant return.
Wow.
And we only kind of concentrate on like $500 parts cars.
Mhm.
And then the motors are $350, so just about the motor and the converter and the wheels pretty much clears the car.
Oh wow! So yeah, right there. Because how much is it to cost each one?
Yeah, it's about $500 for to buy the average parts car from the insurance company.
Uh huh.
And then the body. The body itself is worth a couple $100,
mm-hmm.
So it's and then your all your other knickknacks that you sell, your actual tires and battery and all that,
yeah.
Is just your profit.
What about like the radios? Do you do that as well, like speakers?
Oh yeah, just anything.
So okay, so yeah, you're able to you basically double it. And so how much cash you need to purchase these type of cars, or is it more like?
I usually try to concentrate on the $500 to $700 market.
Uh-huh.
Occasionally we'll splurge and do a $1,500 one, but it's got to be a high demand piece.
Yeah.
That brings more money.
Okay.
But in our area, the $500 to $700 cars are the best place to be.
Yeah, $500 to $700, because you make an easy return on that. And it's quick too, so it's usually within 3 months you're able to flip it that quick.
Yeah, and that's and I've got about 200 out there, but I want to get it built up to the 800 range.
Yeah.
Because I'm missing a lot of parts sales, and it takes a lot of money to keep that inventory.
Yeah.
That kind of inventory. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, and how many, you know, like, cars do you add on at a single time? Or like,
it just matters what's at the sale. Usually I'll buy 5 or 10 a week, and a lot of times I'll just go ahead and recycle the whole car and the ones that's not good. I buy a lot of recycled cars.
Yeah, a lot of recycled cars. Okay.
Yeah, because we got an on-site crusher and so we just bail them up.
Yeah, just bail them up. And what do you do with them after? Like, once you crush them, do you, like...
We take them to the metal shredders. You know, they buy them.
Oh, okay.
So
there you go, right there, yeah.
So it's instant turnaround on the money, so...
Uh-huh. No, it sounds good. Yeah, you have a good, like, system. And how long you've been doing this for?
I've been in business for 29 years.
29 years? Wow, that's
yeah.
Great. You guys have been quite a while. You're doing something right.
Yeah. Yep, you can stay afloat in this day and age. You're doing all right, I guess.
Exactly. And, you know, how did you, you know, rate your credit?
That's the bad thing. I got I did an investment and had a tax problem, and that's got my credit messed up on that end. But I've got I got them taken care of, but it still shows. But
yeah, no problem. I mean, we got programs that work with credit tiers A to D, so we definitely be able to find something for you. And so, yeah, what were like kind of sales like last year for you?
Pretty much, pretty close to $1 million on everything combined.
Everything combined. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, based off that, I mean, you know, we can get you around, you know, 100,000. 150,000. It's our working capital program. We can free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue as unsecured cash. And I mean, would you be able to, you know, use that? Like, I mean, obviously after that, but I mean, how much do you, you know, need to keep this?
Yeah, I wasn't. You know, even the 50 range would be
50,
sufficient at the moment. So.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you can take, you know, obviously what you need, and then. But yeah, it's like, you know, it's a real simple process, a one-page app. We need 6 months business bank statements because they look at the cash flow of the business just to evaluate, you know, like give you anything that be a burden to the business. And, your most recent tax return, 2014 is fine if you don't have 2015 yet.
Mm-hmm.
And do your customers, like, or do they pay with credit cards or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything, so,
Everything, yeah. So we would need just a 4 months merchant statements, or the credit card processing statements. That's just same thing, evaluating cash flow of the business. And yeah, upon receiving everything, you know, we can get you an answer within 24 hours on exactly what, you know, you'd be looking at.
Okay. Alrighty.
Yeah, what's a good, you know, email to send you over the app, Jeff?
JeffHeistad@yahoo.com.
JeffHeistad@yahoo.com. Alrighty.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot that over. And when do you think you know you can get everything?
In the next day or two, I'll get it filled out. So.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And and when are you looking at on, you know, the get those cars and purchase them? Is
it's just you know, there's sales every week, so it's just a matter of whenever I get it together. So.
Matter when you get it together. Okay.
Yeah, they're everywhere, so there ain't no problem finding them.
Oh, it's just like an auction kind of deal?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right, Jeff, I'll go ahead and shoot that over, and when's a good time to follow up?
Just in a day or two, I'll get it sent in, and then we can go from there.
All right, sounds good, Jeff.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and send that over here in, like, about 15 minutes.
All righty. Okay.
All right. Thanks for your time. All right.
Bye-bye.